Chapter 4. With their new destination in mind, though somewhat skeptical of the importance Redhead assigned to it, the two traveled for weeks through the dark lands before reaching the more populated areas of Dahara. Heading south, they found well-traveled roads and villages, including inns where they could eat home-cooked meals instead of foraging for game or wild fruit. They could sleep in actual beds instead of bedding down on the forest floor. As a woods guide, Richard Rawl had reveled in finding his own trails in the forest, but Nikki much preferred civilization, and Nathan certainly did not object to comforts. Along the way, the two gathered news and disseminated their own tales about Lord Rawl's victory over Emperor Sulichan. Most people in the south of Dahara knew little about the political changes that had occurred, but everyone had seen the stars convulse and shift in the sky, and they listened to the travelers with both wonder and dismay. In the warm, crowded common rooms of inn after inn, Nathan spread his hands and explained in a deep, confident voice, "Truth be told, the end of prophecy means that you can live your own lives and make your own decisions. I was once a prophet myself, and I speak from experience. Such powers were far more trouble than they were worth. Good riddance." Many local oracles and self-proclaimed seers, however, were less enthusiastic about the changes. Those with a genuine gift had already noticed the sudden lack of ability, and those who continued to sell their predictions were surely cheating gullible customers. Such prophets were incensed to hear themselves denounced as frauds and charlatans. But chastising frauds was not the mission Nikki had adopted, nor did she consider it saving the world. She moved ahead with her next goal in sight. She would go to the old world, scout the new lands Lord Rawl now ruled, and help Nathan find the mysterious Kol Adair, whatever it was. Tanimura would be their starting point. The great port city was one of the northernmost bastions of the old world, a place where the main overland trade routes converged.